standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd.
Hello and welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Football Post series of podcasts, The Road to the NFL. I'm your host, Joe Fortenball, joined as always by good friend and colleague, Wes Bunting. We got a special guest that will be joining us today, Oklahoma State running back Kendall Hunter. But before we get to that in a minute, let's bring Wes onto the show. Wes, this is a big weekend. Not a big football weekend, but a big sports weekend. Hockey and basketball are wrapping up, but more importantly for a lot of people, the Masters is in full effect at Augusta National as the first golf major of the year got underway on Thursday. Do you watch much golf? Do you play much golf?
No and no, but I try to play a little more. Obviously, right now, draft season, I mean, I'm not even getting out of the office, let alone out on the golf course. But I think,
of course.
But I think once the draft's over, come May, June, and the NFP gives me my two-month vacation, I'll be out, you know, hacking away, trying to break 100. It'll be a good time.
Don't hold your breath on that 2 months, but maybe we can get you out there. So but you basically, what you would say is you are the classic hack. You like to show up at a golf course and you have some fun with it, but you do realize that you haven't practiced much and it's going to be quite a struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Joe, you have one club in your bag that's worth more than my entire set, bag included, and all the clubs. So I'm not investing a ton of money. I'm just out to have a good time. I know how to handle a club, and I can swing it decently. But when
that remains to be seen, pal.
Well, all right? I went out twice last year, and my second round I broke 100. So I'd say, you know, that's decent. I can live with that.
Well, I am very excited. I haven't got out much at all this year, one time, but. The good folks at TaylorMade hooked me up with a brand new R11 driver, the hottest driver on the market right now. They want me to do a review on it. They want me to test it out, demo it. I'm going to be taking it to Myrtle Beach with me at the beginning of May, and I'm going to do a whole series of videos and whatnot to show people that despite the fact that it is a tremendous club, it will not help a hack like me get much better. I might add a little bit of distance to my slice and hook, but I'm not exactly sure. One last thing before we bring on Kendall Hunter. Do you think this is the weekend Tiger Woods ends his drought and wins another major, and not so much that, just wins another tournament, or do you think the drought continues?
No, he has no chance. No chance. Sorry, Tiger. We'll see you, buddy.
Great analysis from a legendary hack, Wes Bunting.
That's all I got.
Not just a draft scout, ladies and gentlemen. He is a golf aficionado as well. All right, enough of this BS. Let's get down to business today and welcome in today's guest. 2010 first team all Big 12 running back out of Oklahoma State, Kendall Hunter. Kendall, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. How y'all doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. From what I understand, talking to your agent and trying to keep up with you, you are one busy dude. it took us like 3 weeks to get this set up, but I'm always reading and talking to your people about you're visiting, you're working out. Tell us what's been going on lately, man. How many workouts have you been doing? Who have you been meeting with? What's your life been like?
Oh, it's just been crazy. Like every 3 days, I'm flying out somewhere, and when I'm back at school, I'm working out with my strength and conditioning coach and doing school work. So it's just a busy schedule, but it's been a good experience so far.
Have you been keeping track of your frequent flyer miles?
Nah, I just seem like I'm in the air more than I'm on the ground.
One thing that's always brought up every year, you always read a couple of reports of this, are that some of these teams ask some kind of off-the-wall questions to try to catch you guys off guard or just kind of see how you'll respond. What's the craziest question you've been asked through this entire draft process so far?
Really, I ain't had, like, a question that's out of the ordinary yet. So
everything's been pretty normal?
Yes, sir. Most of the things I ask are how I grew up, what was my life like growing up and stuff like that.
Kendall, do you get offended at all when people label you as an undersized back? When I see you on tape, I'll admit I'd say you are shorter back, but you pack a lot of weight into a 5'8" frame. You run hard, you run low. Do you get offended by that undersized back label?
No, it just motivates me, you know. People say you're short, but short people really can't, you know, do too much that big backs can do. And I'm the type of person to go out there and work hard and prove people wrong. You know, it's motivation.
We knew you could catch the football out of the backfield. You ran for a ton of yards at Oklahoma State. But, Kendall, the one most impressive attribute I took away from your game when I watched you at the Senior Bowl this past year was your ability to pick up and blitz pick up or block linebackers trying to get after the quarterback. Is that something you take a lot of pride in?
Oh, yes, sir, because we take a lot of pride over here at Oklahoma State, too. You know, you just because you can run the ball don't mean you can play, because you got to learn how to block first. And they say in order to get on the field, you got to protect the quarterback.
And then talk about – oh, go ahead.
I feel like we practice against the linebackers every other day. So.
And then talk about what you feel – your most comfortable role is going to be in the NFL. Do you see yourself as a featured back, a third down back? What do you see yourself being most proficient at when you get to the NFL?
I say I'm envisioning myself as a featured back. You know, I'm going to get in wherever I go and, you know, do the things that they want me to do and continue improving.
When you look at some of the running backs in the NFL today, whose game do you try to model yours after? What kind of back that's made it so far in the league is someone that you think you kind of project to?
I'll say Jones Drew and Ray Rice.
Maurice Jones Drew and Ray Rice. Those are two good running backs.
Yes, sir.
1,500 rush yards last year at Oklahoma State. Over 1,500, actually. 16 touchdowns. As Wes mentioned, you can catch the ball out of the backfield. And a lot of notable performances for a very good Oklahoma State team last season. If you were only able to show the NFL head coaches and front office guys one tape from your season in 2010, which game would you want them to watch?
I have to say Nebraska, because they had a black shirt defense, and I had a really good game against them.
201 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. That's not a bad game to show.
Yes, sir.
Here's another question. Speaking to the Big 12, which you're familiar with Nebraska, who you just mentioned, and Colorado leaving the conference, Big 12 is going to have a little bit of a different feel and look next season. After your 4 years at Oklahoma State, which of those venues, out of every place you went to, was the toughest place to play?
I have to say Texas and OU.
Well, what made them tougher than some of the other places you went to?
Because it was pregame start, like, as soon as you walk in the stadium, like, the crowd, you know, booing you, talking noise, you know, it's just a good atmosphere, you know.
So it's hostile as soon as you walk in.
You said, excuse me, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a hostile environment as soon as you guys walk onto the field to warm up.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's just a good atmosphere. You'll be ready to play as soon as you get on to touch the field.
Kendall, where do you see yourself going in the upcoming draft? You seem like you have a nice spike in your draft stock right now after the good Senior Bowl, strong combine, another good performance at the Pro Day. Where do you see yourself going come draft day? What round?
Second round. You know.
Any team in particular you have a good feel with right now?
No, I'd say our team will pick me up.
Well, this is for the running back class this year. Mark Ingram's the one that kind of headlines the class. He won a Heisman Trophy. He was on TV every week at Alabama. Everyone's very familiar with him. Outside of that, though, the class as a whole isn't being talked up all that much. This is a year where most people would say from the outside, you know, we're not talking about this position as much as we normally do. Now, if a head coach is going to talk to you and say, Kendall, if we draft you, what can you bring to this football team? What are you going to tell him?
I'm going to tell you anything that you want me to do, you know. I'm aiming to win everything, to win football. That's my goal. So I'm going to work hard and do whatever I got to do to get there. So,
Kendall, who's the best player that you've seen or competed against during your time in the Big 12?
I have to say Weatherspoon, you know, from Missouri like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. First round pick of the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say this. The NFL lockout, which is dominating the headlines right now, comes to an end. You've been drafted by your new team. Your agent has locked up your new contract. You're ready to go. Everything's taken care of. All that's left to do is perform in your rookie season. But now that the contract's been locked up, what's the first thing you're going to go out and buy yourself?
I ain't gonna buy myself nothing. I'm gonna take care of my mom. The first thing I'll do is take care of my mama.
And then put some money away, I take it. Save up. Be smart.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Well, listen, Kendall, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us. We really appreciate it. And best of luck moving forward with the draft 3 weeks away. We'll be rooting for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kendall Hunter. All right, Wes, another interview in the books. Kendall Hunter this time. We get a running back on from the Big 12. You've watched a lot of his tape this year. You've been studying him. He's a four-year guy. When you look at him, what round do you see Kendall getting drafted in? What team do you think he fits with as well?
Well, I think he's a guy that's comfortable, obviously, running from the shotgun. He can catch the football out of the backfield. And again, like he touched on, he can pick up linebackers when asked to pick up and blitz pick up. Physical at the point of attack, leverage as a blocker, patient, can play on third down, which is key. He'll get on the field early in his career. I would say third round is where I'd see him coming off the board. Team like the New England Patriots and what they like to do with Danny Woodhead, I think Kendall Hunter would excel in a role like that.
Well, there it is, and we're just 3 weeks away, so we're going to have answers to all these questions soon enough. But that about does it for this time. For Wes Bunning and our special guest from Oklahoma State, Kendall Hunter, I'm Joe Fortball. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show.